We'll close the work session. We'll stand for our invocation, Mr. Word.
Yes.
And then our pledge of allegiance.
Be mine. I would pray. Gracious and loving, kind, loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful day before us. Lord, we just ask that you kind of lead and guide and support this council and mayor, lead and guide them in the direction they need to go. Lord, we just thank you for the day you provided for us. We just continue to support them, continue to lead and guide them. And Lord, we just again thank you for the many blessings in life that you gave us each and every day. Continue to do so. In precious name of precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Still getting over the crutch.
Thank you. Council tonight, you have the minutes from the previous meeting. You had a chance to look over those. I need a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I have a motion. Got a second? Any discussions? Any changes? Anybody seen? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Also tonight, Council, you have before you bills for payment in a total of regular expenses of $436,597.61 with a payroll of $147,349.22 for a grand total of $5,583,946.83. Do I have a motion on the bills?
I make a motion.
Have a motion to pay the bills. A second?
Second.
Do we have any discussion? Any questions about anything that's on the bills tonight? Nothing? All in favor of paying the bills?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. And also tonight, Council, we're going, myself and Councilman Farmer is going to go to the League of Municipalities meeting in Montgomery. And we have a voting delegate authorization form. I need approval from the council tonight to be the voting delegate and the first alternate to be Councilman Farmer as the alternate delegate.
I make a motion that we approve that you become the voting delegate and Farmer's be the alternate.
I second that motion.
I got a motion to second. We got any discussion about that? With no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for that. We'll get that sent in as well. You got a police report tonight?
Y'all got it in there. He's not here. He's out of town.
Yeah, Chief Johnson's in Montgomery at the Chiefs Conference. So he's not with us tonight to give the report, but you have it in your packets. So, fire report, Chief.
Y'all, good evening. Y'all have the fire report, of course, for the month of January in your packets. Pretty short and sweet. We ran 61 total calls. You can see the breakdown between how each of them went throughout for the month and everything. We are still in a little bit of a decline for this time of year. It is fixing to start warming up. That's where yesterday was a pretty busy day. For us, that we probably will start seeing a little bit of an uptick in call volume and stuff from month to month from here on out as the weather gets a little bit warmer. That's pretty much all I got. Any questions or anything for me?
Chief, anything on the grant?
Which grant?
The Katie Britt?
So actually, USDA called me earlier today. They sent over the paperwork to start the application process to complete that and get the money started sent wherever, I don't know. It's at state level now, so then it'll come to the city. They're looking at possibly having a meeting with me tomorrow. They said they're pretty much gonna call and say, hey, are you available for a meeting? And do that. It's not a scheduled time frame or anything on that to where we can maybe get some representatives outside of me to have enough lead time to do that. So we'll do it. I'm going to start working on the paperwork tomorrow. The biggest thing is the SAM registration, government deal that we've got to do. Checked on it today. They said it's current They said because as long as it's current, we're good. If not, we've got to get that current before we can even submit for the money, but it's there, sitting there waiting on us. So hopefully, the truck won't be able to be delivered until the end of the year. So we're still right at a year out before that can be delivered. Just got to go through build time, stuff like that. But other than that, we're at least moving forward again and not just sitting in a waiting position. So we do have another grant. We're waiting on it, the paperwork on it to come through. It's on thermal imagers and gas meters and stuff. That one we've got. We're just waiting for them to send the manufacturer, the vendor, the money, and the vendor to send us the stuff now. So it's just sitting there waiting to. So, yeah. Other than that, we're sitting waiting. We still got a couple of them that are out, so I'm fixing to open up and we're fixing to apply for and go from there.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your work, hard work. Thank you. Got a library report from Ms. Garmin. The monthly statistics on it, they had a total circulation of 949, printed materials was 776, and digital was 173. They said it had 10 new members, 10 new ebook users. I guess they added 98 books, and they had 8 events that totaled 191 people. So our library is busy. They do a lot of good things. Over there, I see the things they put on Facebook, the things they do with the kids early morning, late afternoon. So they do a lot with a very little. So Miss Garmin does a great job with the library, and we appreciate what she does. With that, we got any visitors' comments?
No, sir.
None?
Mayor, I do have one time. You didn't hear this from me. My sister-in-law is about to go stir crazy. She's fixing to stop the rehab and want to come back to work.
Oh, good.
So she's ready. She misses the library.
We welcome her back when she gets ready to come, Keith.
Probably sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Good. Council reports?
No.
Okay. Mr. Cobb?
No, I don't have anything tonight.
Mr. Epps?
No, sir.
Mr. South?
Good.
Mr. Farmer? Mr. Rogers?
Oh, might as well.
Might as well.
I'm just on to the, I've talked to Tasha already about it. The park and rec, I hope everybody else feels the same as I do. I know in the past we've kind of just appointed somebody, and I would really like to, if we're going to replace our park and rec, we go out on and find somebody that actually has either went to school for it or has a lot of experience in the park and rec, so that they hit the ground and just know that it's not just the sports complex, it's the whole entire park and rec department, you know, the trail, the everything. So that, I just want to be real diligent on that.
Right.
And there was one other thing. Oh, animal control. So any update?
Yes, we're still waiting. The county attorney's supposed to send us a contract. Okay. And we're still waiting on it. I talked with the chief Monday, I think it was, and we're still waiting on the county to send us a contract, which, there again, we don't have to do.
Right.
But they are, if we're calling, they're still working with us. Anything that we have that's immediate, you know, the county's still working with us on that. But as far as us just picking up stray animals and taking them,
right,
maybe a couple of more weeks we'll have that in place. So
I just had a couple of people ask about some dogs that's been...
Yeah, we were talking about, Mr. Horton and I were talking about that. You know, when it warms up, we see a lot more activity in animals. You know, we were saying you don't see a whole lot of dogs running around until now it's warmed up. So animals are out moving a lot more. So there are a lot more strays than you think there is. So we are going to start working on that pretty quick. So
yeah, I think somebody had to call up to the police station about a dog, or was going to. That was on the trail. So it wasn't my mom this time, I promise.
Yeah, we are working on that, and hopefully, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we will be wide open doing that. So. Anything else?
Back up and hit something real quick.
Councilman.
Just kind of, we did, well, I guess it was last Thursday or Friday. What day did we meet with Kevin Cunningham? What day were we over there?
Thursday.
Last Thursday night. Really good meeting. Really good turnout over at Pinhoti Pizza, talking about ecotourism and trying to develop some increased traffic through ecotourism and things. A lot of community leaders there. I was there. Councilman Rogers, Councilman South was there. Kevin was there. There was a good representation of city business leaders there. And so that's something that we're going to be working with Kevin Cunningham on, trying to push this. We're going to be trying to maybe meet once a quarter, try to push that out. It was a really good meeting, I thought, with a lot of good people.
Thank you. Now I remember what I said.
So I think
one other thing.
So look forward to working with. It was good to see our town turn out. That's what I was so impressed with.
It was.
Is we had a great turnout from the community. I mean, from different businesses, photography, to the art studios, to the furniture business. All these people turned out because they wanted to see what was going on in Piedmont. Yeah. And so it was real. It was a real good turnout over there. And I thank Kevin Cunningham for putting that together. And it's exciting to see somebody that wants to do something in the city and to promote Piedmont. So we're going to be working closely with that and trying to grow that industry. Because we have every resource here for ecotourism that a city could want. Yeah. And just to try to grow that. It was really good to see. So.
Yes.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted just to throw it out there for us to think about is about 7 years ago, I actually asked about it, and it never got done. But we have so much traffic that comes down the bike trail, and I actually had a lady and a man that I had no clue who they were. They introduced herself. I can't remember because I'm bad with names. But they asked me, was there any way to let people on the trail know what's in town? And I said, well, we don't want to put businesses on the sign. And she said, no, what I mean is, could we put signs, and this is what I asked 7 years ago, if we could get done, like at the entrance to downtown and then at Highway 9, that just shows that there's restaurants down there, food, just say food or just something generic so that they know if they go down that road, you know, down Highway 9, you could hit Pinhoti, JB, Greg's, the Chinese place, down the center of Maine, you got all the businesses down through there. And just something, it's just generic. And
yeah, you could put shopping.
Dining.
Something easy.
And it just lets people know, because a lot of people don't know. And that's what Kevin's trying to do. If you go to that website, he actually has a map you can click on, and it shows every business inside our town, and he's building on it. So that's great and wonderful, but if we had a sign that just said as they come down there, because the people on the bikes, and then if you don't know, the Pinhoti crosses the bike trail, and that's the easiest way to get from the Pinhoti to downtown Piedmont is on the bike trail, and it's roughly 6 miles from there, from downtown. So, yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. So,
absolutely. And with that, I'll go into some of my reports here. I met with Jonathan Getty this week from Calhoun County. He called and wanted to have a meeting. And that was one of the things we discussed, was that each city had allotted a certain amount of money for signage. And somehow that project had stalled. Right. And they were ready to get it back on track. And so that's one thing they are working on for signage. When you said that, that reminded me. We did talk about that. And each city was, I think it was a $5,000. They had got a grant, but each city was going to put in a different amount of money for the signage on the trail, and that was one of the things they were trying to get back going. So that's one thing we discussed with him. Had a good meeting with him. He wanted to know, you know, what Piedmont needed from Calhoun County, and we discussed a number of issues, from maybe helping us clean some ditches, from road paving to animal control to, heck, I even asked for school resource officers. I don't know if we get it, but I asked for it. And I know there's no way for that, but I did. We had a great conversation with Jonathan. He stayed probably an hour and a half or better. And we do appreciate him coming up and had some contact with some of their folks today from that meeting. They reached out, you know, about, you know, how they could help us. So that was a good meeting. I met also this week, had a chance to sit and talk with Judge Bud Turner, which is a candidate for District 2 County Commission. He wanted to come by. His district touches the city limits. Don't actually come into the city limits, but had to, you know, first time I've ever met Judge Turner. Great guy, had good conversations with him, but it's nice just to know that somebody's thinking about Piedmont.
Former judge for years and an outstanding guy.
So he did come by this week, and we had a chance to talk with him. Tomorrow, got a call this morning. Congressman Rogers will be in town tomorrow around 1:30. So I'm going to get a chance to meet with him tomorrow around 1:30 in the mayor's office. So there's a lot going on. It's really busy, but that's the way we expect it to be. Just another thing, like I said, the park and recreation, we will post that job tomorrow. I think we'll get it ready for tomorrow, and we'll put it out probably for 14 days and see what kind of applications we have come in. 10 to 14 days, we discussed it, 10 to 14 days. And see what kind of interest we have in that job. And we will try. I'll do like we done with the city clerk, with you guys. I'll see, you know, maybe two of you guys get together with myself and Tasha and, you know, do an interview process to make sure we're getting the best candidate we can get for our park and recreation department. The league convention is going to be in Montgomery. Myself, like I said, and Councilman Farmer will, I know we'll be attending that. We've got our rooms booked, and we'll go represent Piedmont in that, which will be the 28th through the, we'll be coming home the 30th. It's through the first Friday that morning, but we'll be coming home on the 30th. You also have, one of the councilmen asked last week for a board appointment list, so you do have that in your packets as well. There's a couple on there that's not correct, and I'll get those to you. We just noticed that today, which is one of the school board dates not correct. And then Dr. Ingram, we just reappointed to the Healthcare Authority Board, so that one has already been filled as well. We do have something that's fixing to come up as our grass cutting contract, just to let you guys know. We have not got that yet, and we will probably be sending out for bid our grass contract for the trail and the cemetery. That contract is coming up for us to renew with somebody as well, and we'll be putting that out for bid as well. If anybody's interested in that, just for public information, it's always good when you get, you know, more than one bid on something. So,
with that being said, while they're here, could we get a second option to cut everything in the city?
Yeah, we discussed that. Tasha and I was going to put that in there as well as.
And we do a comparison.
Where we can see what it's costing us, you know, to have our employees cut the parks and that kind of thing, to just contracting it out. So that's going to be maybe a part two or an addendum, something to the contract where we can either take it or leave it. You know, this is what it's going to be for this, and then this will be for that. So we did discuss that too. So
you did the offer to somebody. You got a lot of man.
So with that, that's all I have. Council, you got anything else tonight?
2 weeks ago, there was mention of a grant that we'd applied for the city park, then the civic center, to replace some of that equipment. Did we hear anything on that?
We have not. And the deadline to apply for that is March 31st.
We hadn't got it quite ready yet.
They're working on it. They're trying to get some letters of recommendation, some support letters, that kind of stuff, and get it sent in. So it'll be a little while before we hear on that. But that is something.
We're heading into that spring season.
It is. So, but that is something they're still working on. So the deadline for that grant is the 31st of March. So,
oh, Mayor, I do have one little thing I forgot. I need a little help on Sanford. I've asked for it to be worked on, and I actually would ask the fire department to go over and have a controlled burn. I think it's enough stuff there you could burn it. Is that much stuff in that ditch?
Oh, it's a ditching issue.
Well, it's the roadside road.
Okay.
So much rubbish on the side road that it's terrible.
Is that coming off the bypass or coming off the other end?
Coming out.
Shady Grove.
Coming off the bypass. On my, where they.
And it goes all the way out to Shady Grove.
It starts goes over to Shady Grove.
Okay, I'll get with Tim tomorrow. And,
well, yeah. it's so bad. It's very it's bad.
Okay. Counsel, anybody else got anything tonight? If not, can I get a motion to adjourn? Oh, did I ask? Do you have anything, Ms. Tasha? No. Somehow I always skip over you. Sorry. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Thank you.